Donald Trump may be the apparent nominee, but Ted Cruz supporters stole the show over the weekend at the state Republican convention in Pasco. Even though Cruz has dropped out of the race, he won 40 out of Washington's 41 delegates. KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins was at the convention, and he told our Emily Fox that he wasn't surprised.
Part of the reason why is the moment you walked into that convention hall in Pasco, there were red Ted Cruz t-shirts everywhere. I mean, they were the dominant presence at this convention of about 1,600 people. They were highly organized going into this. If you didn't know otherwise, you would have thought he was the leading presidential candidate.
I mean, this lack of support for Donald Trump, do you think that will have any impact on the Republican National Convention in Cleveland this summer?
You know, even though the Cruz backers basically swept this convention, my question over and over to them is, so what's your game plan going into Cleveland? And I talked to one delegate candidate who said he was sort of still hoping that something might happen, that maybe they could unbind delegates. Remember that these delegates will be bound by the results of tomorrow's primary here in Washington. But he was sort of hoping there might be some way to sort of change the course of history. But I talked to Ted Cruz's Washington campaign chair at the end of these elections, and he said, look, we're not going there to disrupt. What we're doing is going there to try to influence the outcome of the vice presidential candidate and to really, he said, make sure that conservative principles remain in the party platform, which also gets written at that convention. So trying to kind of bring the Ted Cruz ideas and principles to that convention, but not try to somehow unend what seems to be the inevitable nomination of Donald Trump.
And for months, we've been hearing about a divide between old guard Republicans and Trump supporters. How's the party going to deal with these two different perspectives?
Well, they still have some unifying to do. I mean, I think that was really clear at this convention. And I can kind of give you three examples of where members of the party seem to be. First guy I run into is loading Donald Trump signs into the back of his SUV. And he said he was first a Rubio guy, then a Cruz guy, and now he's all in for Donald Trump and he's going to put yard signs up. I talked to the next thing I see is two individuals debating, an engineer in probably his 50s, kind of straight-laced Cruz supporter, and a young guy with a beard and tattoos who's a Trump guy. And they're having a respectful conversation trying to find common ground. And then I talked to a woman who is a Cruz supporter who said she just didn't know if she could support Trump in the end. I mean, those are the kinds of voices you are hearing as you talk to Republicans. There's still a process going on to get behind this apparent nominee, and some of them clearly won't.
Well, beyond the presidential race, what's the mood of Washington Republicans going into the 2016 election season?
I would say that, when it comes to the sort of national and presidential context, that there is some concern about the future of their party. Locally, I think that there's some hope that, ironically enough, that a Donald Trump presidency might herald some sort of Reagan-style revolution. You know, Reagan did win Washington State, and that would certainly potentially help down ballot. Of course, there are others who would say that's probably going to hurt Republicans down ballot more than anything. Depends on who you talk to. But really, their focus, and I think their best hope right now, is picking up seats in the state legislature. And there was a lot of focus on the potential, the possibility of winning the state house. Right now, the Republicans have the state Senate. And if that happens, it'd be the first time we'd have Republican Party control of the state legislature in, 20 plus years.
KUOW's Austin Jenkins and Emily Fox telling you what happened in the Washington Republican convention that ended yesterday in Pasco. Ted Cruz supporters won 40 out of the 41 elected delegate slots for this summer's national convention, even though Ted Cruz is no longer running for president.